The parade of stars continues here at the Public House. We're joined by one of my favorite people, Rita Williams, former reporter for Channel 2, and has covered me many times. There's for Rita. Boy, Rita, nice. You got more than Dan Ugler right now. So, and
he must not have gotten any then.
No, he did. It was early in the show. It was early. But we have the star, and she's the rock star of AT&T Park. The game doesn't start without her voice. If you're on the road or you listen on the radio, I don't care if you're not at the park, the one voice you know you're going to hear, and that is Rinnell Brooks-Moon. Rinnell, nice to have you
here. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Hello, Public House. Hey, Marty. Thank you for working us in. You've had a very stacked lineup today.
Well, so to speak.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes. I've been listening to you and all that traffic jam all the way up here from the peninsula for an hour and a half. You've been doing very well, but you have had some incredible interviews today.
Yeah, we had a lot of people. And we had I've done Memories of the Game, you know, over my years, and I've got 1,500, 1,800 of them. So when something special happens, Raf pulls out from our archive. And today with the induction weekend, we had some interviews I had done, and we pieced them together with Bobby Cox, Tony La Russa, Joe Torre, Frank Thomas, and, of course, the great Greg Maddux, which we just heard a little while ago.
Fantastic. I love this class this year.
Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing and well-deserved.
Yeah, and the Hall of Fame needs it. Last year, no living people got in.
Right.
And today, and have you guys ever been to Cooperstown?
No.
I have not.
No. Well, it's an experience. It's like New Year's Eve for baseball fans for 3 days. It's like Mardi Gras in New Orleans or something like that. But to see this little town, and it's like, King Street right here for about four blocks, and that's even too much, with 40,000 people. And everybody is smiling. There is everyone smiling, and the players are there. The Hall of Famers sort of mingle around, and they're taking in trolleys and all this stuff. And it's almost like you feel like you're in some sort of eternity. To be able to see these people walking around, you say, are you alive? Are you really here? And that's what it is. So for six of them to go in and to have 48,000 people on two streets, it's quite incredible.
And were you there on induction day?
Yeah, I did two of them.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, Ozzie Smith and Tony Perez and I think Sparky Anderson. I think I was there for his as well. Who can remember? But it's an amazing moment to be there and see how this thing comes together and what happens. It's really amazing.
That's on my bucket list.
Mine too.
As a retiree.
I was going to say the same thing. Yes. We'll go together.
Rinnell, we will.
We'll go together.
People don't realize that Rinnell and I are buddies, off camera, off mic.
That's
and,
right.
And it's great to be here with her because I think she is a superstar just like you are, Marty.
Thank you. People
don't remember that I used to cover Marty right down the street at the Hall of Justice in San Francisco as a defense attorney for years and didn't realize he was the same Martin Lurie that was on the radio until I came to interview him one day. Isn't that a hoot?
Yeah, it's true. She interviewed me when I had hair.
Dark hair, even.
That's correct. And, boy, but Reed always did a great job, so honest, and now in retirement. And still very active in different things in the community. But what a career at KTVU you had at Channel 2. So we love you, and I'm glad to see you here.
And what a trailblazer and a pioneer she is for women in broadcasting, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Ms. Rinnell.
Both of you.
You know how much I admire you.
Well, there's a reason for you both being here today, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to let the fans know what's coming up, and you guys are so involved in this cause, and you do it every year. So I'll let you guys take it away. Rinnell or Rita, you'd like to start? Or
well,
Rinnell?
I don't know if I can start in front of Rinnell because she's...
I got to rest my vocal cords.
She's a cleanup hitter. Go ahead.
She does have to. Save her voice for the game. I don't. Just yelling. But we are here because we are both on the board of directors of Friends of Faith Fanter. And Marty, I know you remember Faith. Faith was a reporter at Channel 2 with me, a dear friend, who finally, after fighting breast cancer for years, died of breast cancer. And this... August 23rd is Faith's birthday, and we are having our 10th annual walk called Friends of Faith around Lake Merritt in Oakland, and we raise money for poor men and women fighting breast cancer, low-income folks that need emergency grant, emergency funding for, like, paying the rent or fixing their car or having a babysitter because they can't go to chemo or whatever. So we've been doing this together, and all these media women and other women that are great professionals We still are on the board, and we keep this organization going. And this is just a great thing for us to come together and do this. And we hope everybody will go online and join us.
Yeah, the point I really want to emphasize is that the money that we raise, Marty, it stays right here in the Bay Area for, as Rita said, low-income breast cancer patients, men and women, those who don't have insurance or have very little insurance. It is an expensive disease to treat, as we all know. And for low-income patients, it's just a real challenge for them. And that's where we come in, to help them, as Rita said, with, you know, just things that we all take for granted, you know, getting school supplies for the kids or transportation. Sure. To a doctor's appointment. And this is why we honor Faith's legacy, because as she was going through her very public battle with this disease, she was still out in the community, you know, giving back and increasing awareness. And what she realized is she was so blessed to have phenomenal health care, but as she went into the hood, if I may say that, she really saw some real pain and suffering. And this is her mission, and we're going to carry it on as long as we possibly can. This is her legacy. And we always have the walk at Lake Merritt in Oakland, because that was the city she loved and where she worked. And we always try to have it around or near her birthday. And this year, for our 10th annual Friends of Faith Breast Cancer Challenge, it actually falls on her August 23rd birthday.
Wow.
It's a 5K walk, or you can run it.
Yeah, how do you get involved now? Let's say, so what if someone even just wants to contribute? And, of course, we have such an audience listening today. In fact, the Marty Lurie Fan Club is here today. You met Billy.
Yeah,
yes, we did.
I thought I was your fan club, Marty, and then I found out I wasn't your number one fan.
Yeah, you are, my now. You're in it. Yeah, we want you to come to my bobblehead night. Believe me, August 25th.
Oh, I would love that.
But you met Billy, and what I want to say is that we do raise money, and you're wearing one of my buttons today, and Billy's done a great job at MartyLurieFanClub.com. It's fun. But we donate money. And Billy, I'd like to donate some to Friends of Faith Fanchers. So we'll do that from the things that we sell today and even for the rest of the month.
Can I also say that I had a big retirement party that all the proceeds went to Friends of Faith. And Marty was such a great supporter. And he donated a day with him here on air and went for a lot of money.
Thank you.
So you have always been a great supporter,
good.
And we appreciate that.
So how does someone get involved with this?
Want to get the website?
We have a great website at faithfancher5k.org. faithfancher5k.org. And if you go to that website, it will show you how to sign up. It's $45 to walk or run with us. Children are less. I can't remember what children are. And we have a raffle where we have a chance to donate, just straight donations. If you can't come, you can be a virtual walker. You can support teams if you can't come. Or you can sign up to be on a team. And Ronell has a team, and I have a team.
Yes.
And we have a gentle little competition among us as to who can get the most walkers.
I don't know
walkers.
How gentle it really is.
You know who you're talking to there? You don't know who you're talking to, believe me.
Well, if all
she competes with the Sports Authority game. She hopes they don't win. She's that's how competitive
if she is. If all of her fans showed up, we would have millions of walkers.
That's sweet.
And your team is, Ronell?
Nellie's starting lineup.
Come on. And Rita's only 1-2 for, of course, Channel 2. Rita's only 1-2. So when you go online, you can pick a team. There's a drop down, and you can pick the team you want to walk with. And then we have great little fun things to hand out.
Yeah.
And we have everything from, like, this year we're honoring Channel 2 for 10 years of support, which is interesting as it's being transferred over ownership this fall.
Right.
So the Channel 2 that Faith and I worked for will not be the same ownership anymore. But we're honoring them. Dan Ashley has a band, a rock band. He
from
plays.
Channel 7. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
He rocks out. He's our entertainment for the
really?
Day.
And I thought it was Gary Radnich. No, it's not.
He rocks out, but without a band.
He doesn't have a rock band?
Not that I've ever known
of. Gary Radnich, we like our rings, okay?
Oh.
We like our rings.
Okay? I got blasted by him last week again for crying out loud. Let it go.
I wish I had one. I never took any.
Tell
thing,
Gary
but
Radnich.
I would take one if
tell
I had
Gary
one.
Radnich
I hear Gary on
you.
The mornings we talking about
them.
You guys with your rings.
We have fun with them.
But they sure look good.
Yes,
let me tell you, they're very shiny.
And Marty, it's a wonderful community celebration on the day. We salute breast cancer survivors. We give them their moment. We have a lot of vendors and a lot of booths with a lot of information and products and everything. So it really is a community celebration and a celebration of life as well for our
wonderful.
Survivors.
Well, I'm really glad to have you here. So before
you
leave,
thank you.
A little baseball.
Now, please.
Nellie and I do SFG Live together. Yes. We did it Friday night, and we said what a big series this was going to be. And I know you're sitting up there with our friend Chris Gargano suffering through these first couple of games. And are you ready for tonight? What do you think about Jake Peavy and Ryu tonight?
I tell you, it's a good matchup. I'm excited about the trade for Jake Peavy. I really am. I think it's a really good move. And I'm just all I can think about him this afternoon is how amped up is he?
Yeah.
I mean, for you to make your debut, national TV, against our biggest rival. Now, I know he's a seasoned veteran and everything, but you've got to be amped up for this start. Are you kidding me?
Are you?
Totally.
I can just, because you're the voice that will say his name first for the world here as a San Francisco Giant.
That I will say, making his San Francisco Giants debut, and welcome back to the National League
She's
Western
been
Division.
Practicing, don't you think?
I like
She's
it. Oh, you're going to go off script a little. Very good.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
very
for
good.
Special occasions like this, absolutely. I'm allowed to do that. Thank you, MLB. Thank
well,
you.
It was kind of cool last night. I was at home watching the game, and when he arrived at the ballpark, they had, you know, live shot cut to PV being escorted in, and it was really cool. And with the game going so poorly last night, I got to say, as a Giants fan, it was really exciting to think that there may be some relief on the way tonight. So I think we're all hoping he's the one that is the lucky charm.
Well, we'll find out, as Tony La Russa says, in about 3 hours. We'll let you know.
Can't wait.
Thanks for being on. It's always a pleasure to support both of you.
Thank you, Marty.
Is very important, so I'm glad to have you on the show.
Thank you so
much. Thank you, Marty. We're going to leave some brochures here at the Public House with you. If people want to sign up, it tells them how to do that.
All right. Now, you brought a rum cake today.
Oh, Marty.
Come on. This is legend. I will tell this.
Ooh, go ahead.
Rita's legendary for
I
a
know.
Rum. And did you bring something for Willie McCovey today? Or
I
not?
Did.
Right.
Ranelle has it.
Ranelle
you
has
want
got
it?
It.
Will you give it to
well,
him?
Let's have Ranelle do it.
Okay.
But I've been promising Willie. I was on the show with Marty co-hosting one night.
I believe we did the call-in together.
I know.
Four hours. And Marty, we started talking about sports heroes, and I said Willie McCovey was mine on and off the field because he was always so great as a woman reporter. He never dissed me. He always talked to me. He was always gracious and a real gentleman on and off the field. And so what happened? I said I was his number one fan. He calls in immediately.
How about that?
And says, Rita, I'm your number one fan, and talks for 10 minutes, and I got to interview him on the radio. What
Very
a
cool.
treat. And I still have not met him in person, but I brought him today a rum cake that you guys
Hang
are
around.
To.
Come on. Get her up there, will you, please?
I think
that you can
happen.
Handle that. Would you, please?
Yeah.
I know Chris at the elevator.
All right? I got a little pull in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Work this out.
All right, thank you. But
anyway,
thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks
All
so
right.
much, Marty. Appreciate
All right.
it. Love
Go Giants.
Rita Williams and Ranelle, we're going to hear her voice shortly right here at AT&T Park. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.